Many tikkunim have been explained by the rabbis in order to mitaken the sins that we come along during the days of the Shuvavim, the sins of Kedusha and Tahara that we were lax in. The fact that we're now closing out the Shuvavim, so I'd like to read something from Yesod Sion. He says over here, Yishmor Shabbat v'yom tov v'chol peratehem v'elchotehem kefi koho u'bazeh yechaper al kol ma shehata. The Shemirat Shabbat, meticulously with all the talachot, has in the power in order to forgive. As it says in the Pasuk, in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Vav, Ashrei Enosh Ya'aseh Zot, Uben Adam Yehazik Ba, Shomer Shabbat Mehalelo, Veshomer Yado Me'asot Kol Ra. So it says, fortunate is the man that does this, and the one that holds on to this concept. What is the concept? Shomer Shabbat, that he Shomer Shabbat from its desecration. Amar Rabbi Chaya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yohanan, kol ha-meshamer Shabbat kilchato, if a person shomer Shabbat in the proper halakha, afilu oved avodah zara, kedor enosh, even if he reached that level of avodah zara, mohalim lo. Ubiyoter, the rabbi says, yizahir mepegam berit b'Shabbat Kodesh. So then he comes along and he says that there's an inyan on Shabbat specifically to sing zemirot at the table. Yichaven bezeh lekapara ubelel Shabbat yizamer al shulchano shir ushbacha laKadosh Baruch Hu ki misugalimem latzilo medina shel gehinam. The singing of the songs on the Friday night table. So he brings it in the footnotes here from Rav Chaim Palachi in Tochat Chaim, where he says, "Ken sarich lezer gam b'shmirat ot yamim tovim v'chek adam b'sev reshit chokma." Sorry, I'm reading it from here, where he quotes from a sefer Menachem Meshiv, where he writes, "Mizmor shir leyom haShabbat tov lehodot leHashem amar adam rishon." That chapter was written by Adam Rishon, Mizmor Shem HaShabbat. Ki yilmod kol adorot, shekol mishu meshorer, o mezamer l'shem elyon. Anybody that sings the pizmonim, the bakashot, and he's mezamer l'shem elyon, o modeh peshaav, and during the songs, mentally, he's modeh his sins, nitzol medina shel gehinam. V'katav harav pishnayim atam, shanu meshorim zimrod Shabbat. The reason why we sing songs on Shabbat, להזכיר שבזכות הזמירות בשבת יצול אדם הראשון, and just like אדם הראשון was saved בזכות הזמרה and the Shabbat, so too as well. He says that his father, Kam Salman Mutzafi, used to sing the songs on Shabbat, and he used to sing them with tears in his eyes, like the first time he ever sang the song, and he would give pirush to the songs. What songs did he sing? The songs of Rabbi Yehuda Levi, Rabbi Shlomo ibn Gabirol, Rabbi Abraham ibn Ezra, Rabbi Yisrael Najara, all those songs that we have in our book. So therefore it's a tikkun, so we shouldn't lose out on that. It's an easy mitzvah, and the benefit is great. To take the pizmon book on this Shabbat, at least we shouldn't go to Saudah without singing a few pizmonim with the kids. Again, the value is not only lechbot Shabbat, but it has a tikkun in order to mitaken the hataim of Adam Rishon, and of course the hataim of the person himself.